I'm going to be reading a series of short anecdotes called I Hope You Get Butt-Fucked by Saul DeWitt. I'm really scared right now. But Beaver, River. When I took my job at the internet shop was when I met one of my best coworkers, Jerry. Just to describe him some, he's about 6 foot tall, got short brown curly hair, he wears glasses, big beer gut, he's got the biggest damn leg calves on a man I've ever seen. He's about 100% deaf and has a bit of a speech impediment by association. Jerry's about the sweetest man you could ever hope to run up on. He's the type of fella you hope to work with because you know he gets the shirt off his back if you ask, because that's how much he's got you covered. He's a sweet man, but I have to say he's about as rude as a damn shit-talking sailor. Like, he don't hold much back ever. When I first met Jerry, he was all polite around me, but I think now that's just how he gets when he first meets you. And then after a week or two, he's talking shit about his horrible times in the can, or he's making like he's getting butt-fucked, or he's jerking off, or he's making up some new catchphrases for himself like, "You've got a hard-on for the Amish, don't you?" One time I had a picture of Lou Ferrigno as the Incredible Hulk up on my computer screen. He comes by from behind, grabs my shoulders, and whispers in my ear, "I hope you get butt-fucked by the Hulk." Lord, it had me in tears. One morning, Jerry come up and was unpacking his bag, and he looked over at me typing an email, and he looks at me and goes, "Your mama." I said, "What?" He goes again, "Your mama." And Jerry goes unpacking his bag again, laughing at me sitting there in my chair. Ever since then, every morning when I first see him, he starts in with, "Your mama." I think it's Jerry's way of saying good morning to me now. I got to where I don't notice no more. Either that or for some reason I think I like it. Jerry likes art and creative stuff. One day somebody had organized a trip for us all at work to have lunch at the museum, go look at some art. They had this Saul DeWitt show up with his painting type color stripes and installations. I had it in mind, you know, I was going to go up and walk around by myself, check it out and whatnot. We got in there and Jerry runs up and gets me by the shoulder and went to escorting me around the gallery, asking me all kind of questions like, "What does this mean to you? And why do you think Saul DeWitt put these colors together in these shapes? Why'd they put that painting by that sculpture, and what do you think that's supposed to mean to us?" We got to where we was having some kind of involved discussion on design and painting, and getting in there walking around, talking about the art and figuring it out together. It actually felt kind of right, since normally I'll just race through a damn gallery of them old color type paintings. But Jerry had me convinced of this, and by the end of it, we was walking around to go find the rest of the group. Jerry gets me by the arm and pulled me in all close like he had one last little wrap-up important type thing to say. Takes me in all close, whispers in my ear, "I hope you get butt-fucked by Saul DeWitt." And then he turned me loose and walked off. There's this trick that's got to be about 100 years old, where one fellow will take his hands and line them up and put them together like he's getting ready to say a prayer. But he'll spread his fingers out like this. Then another fellow will take his hands and do the same thing. Then these two fellows will take their hands and slide them together like a puzzle. And one guy will shove open his open fingers in the middle of the other guy's open fingers sideways. That way, when one of the guys pries open his hands and looks inside between the hands, what it looks like in there is some woman's privates. It's like 100 years old, that gag. But one day, Jerry was showing me and this other fellow about it like he just found out about it or something. He needed to spread this damn thing all over the office. Before I could even get it through to him that I'd already done that about a million times, me and Jerry had our hands together spreading them out. And then they walked by us and sees us doing that thing that everybody already knows about. Jerry gets to flicking his tongue and this lady shoots us a look across like, "You're dead." Of course, Jerry didn't see her walking by or see her "you're dead" look, but he knew something was screwy when me and the other guy's faces shot beet red. Didn't bother him much. When you work on a website all day, sometimes you think about maybe setting up your own. In that respect, one day a couple of us were sitting around talking about how it might be fun to have a website of our own. like to get a www address and put all kind of personal stuff on there that people could get to. Right then, Jerry pulled up this webpage that had in the corner this little cartoon of a dancing pecker carrying on and shooting out liquids from his top. He goes, "This is a site I got for myself. It's called funnyboner.com. You know, like funny bone, only it's a funny boner. People send me all the time different dirty jokes and stories, and I put them up on this." He clicked on a little dancing pecker, and the little dancing pecker farted, and it went to a little page where there was all these different little pictures of cows having sex. He zoomed in on one of them, and it was this giant picture of a couple cows making it, and one of them had this odd look on his face with one of them little cartoon word bubbles by his mouth that said, "Holy crap." I mean, that sort of thing ain't my bag, but I got to hand it to Jerry because he's got a real knack for that kind of stuff. Yesterday at work, I was putting on my coat, getting ready to go home. I tapped Jerry on his shoulder to say goodbye and a good weekend. He turned around from the station and recommended a movie to me that he and his wife had seen last weekend. Like, then he flicked his tongue at me a little and made little kisses at me and went, "Ha ha, have a good weekend, man." And I smiled at him and walked off. He's a good guy, Jerry. It's like he keeps us on our toes. And you need somebody like that at work, you really do. Thank you.
Yes.